First, we got to recap those jobs numbers. As I mentioned, that miss coming on the number that tends to be most watched by the market, non-farm payrolls, 199,000. Even as unemployment improved and average hourly wages went up, we also had a revision for prior months that added some to the jobs picture. Our Emily McCormick is here with us now to give us a rundown of all of the numbers. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, Julie. And as you mentioned, the December payrolls number was certainly the disappointing metric in this monthly jobs report. But taking a look at what actually contributed to this deceleration compared to November, it really was those services-related industries that had been hardest hit initially by the pandemic that again saw muted hiring at the end of 2021. Now, that was the big contributor to this headline slowdown. And diving into the numbers here, leisure and hospitality jobs rose by 53,000 in last month, rising compared to November's gain of 41,000. But again, that was well below the 211,000 payrolls that we saw added back of these industries in October. Now, other service-related industries also saw a deceleration in hiring in December. Transportation and warehousing jobs rose by just under 19,000 during the month after a gain of more than 42,000 in November. Professional and business services positions were up by 43,000 after a gain of 72,000 in the prior month. And education and health services employment gains totaled 10,000, slowing from the 14,000 seen in November. Now, meanwhile, I should also point out that retail trade employers shed jobs for a back-to-back month, this time by about 2,000 payrolls. And in terms of what contributed to this disappointing rise in service sector employment, here's what Michael Pierce from Capital Economics had to say. He wrote in a note this morning, quote, that could reflect some impact of the renewed rise in virus cases. But with the December payroll week predating the big surge in Omicron-linked cases, we suspect the simpler explanation is it's getting increasingly difficult to find workers. So again, these labor supply shortages, likely a contributor here to this miss on payroll. We should also note, though, that despite the disappointing miss on headline payrolls, other metrics within the report were as strong or stronger than economists were anticipating. And moreover, we did see that payroll increases for both October and November were upwardly revised. Now, the unemployment rate for December was improved and showed 3.9% for the month, the best level that we've seen since February 2020's 50-year low of 3.5%. And plus, the labor force participation rate was upwardly revised by a tick to 61.9% for November and held at this level in the final month of the year. So guys, overall, a mixed picture on the labor market out this morning. A big miss on that payrolls number, but beneath the surface, some other metrics did come in stronger than expected. Guys.
Emily, thanks. Appreciate it. And by the way, viewers, you can catch Emily this afternoon as well. She'll be anchoring our 3 to 5 p.m. programming. Emily, have a good one. We'll see you later.